Governments worldwide are being advised by the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, to make milk and dairy products more accessible to the poor and vulnerable. FAO's latest publication, entitled Milk and Dairy Products in Human Nutrition, says these products make for healthy bones and are a vital source of nutrition. However, not everyone is fortunate enough to include them in their daily dietary consumption. Ms. Ellen Muloff, a senior officer at FAO, explains to FAO's Sandra Ferrari the importance of milk and dairy products and how much is recommended for consumption.
When it comes to the issue of how much milk and dairy do we need on a daily basis, this is a question that we are asked frequently, actually. And it's not so easy to answer because there are no global recommendations on how much milk to consume. Many countries have developed national dietary guidelines to advise consumers on healthy dietary choices. And in the majority of cases, dietary guidelines that are based on food availability, on local food consumption patterns, on cost, on local culture and food cuisine, etc. So dietary guidelines vary actually from one country to another. However, most guidelines recommend at least one portion of milk, and some guidelines even recommend up to three portions of milk.
How important are milk and dairy products as part of a healthy, balanced diet?
Indeed, milk and dairy products can be a very important food for people who are healthy, as well as for people who have health problems. And they contribute to health in general. They contain a significant amount of high-quality proteins, and they're rich in essential fatty acids, and they also have significant amounts of micronutrients.
What are the links between nutrition and dairy development?
There is a lot of talk about and a lot of interest in the concept of nutrition-sensitive or nutrition-enhancing agriculture, which basically implies trying to make agriculture work better for nutrition. When writing the book, we reviewed many dairy development projects and couldn't actually find a direct impact from dairy development or dairy industry development, large-scale programs, on nutritional status. But I think this is largely because these sorts of impacts may not be measured. I think another issue is that large-scale programs usually do not have specific nutrition objectives or considerations, so they don't have specific nutritional aims as part of the design of the program. When it comes to smaller-scale dairy type of programs, for example, we have some evidence from East Africa, from Ethiopia, and also from Kenya, from a dairy goat project, as well as a heifer project in Kenya, where women were the target groups, where they were controlling, managing, let's say, the livestock. They were gaining income from the dairy programs, and where also there was a nutrition education component to raise awareness on the import of milk consumption at home. There was a greater likelihood that the income was utilized by women to pay school fees, to pay for children's health, to buy perhaps other foods, as well as to produce more of the milk at home. So I think there are future opportunities for making sure that perhaps even larger scale dairy incomes, dairy programs, can have a more direct impact on nutrition in the families that are producing the milk. This is an interesting issue, and I think we have many opportunities there that have perhaps not been taken advantage of to the extent that we possibly could. We in FAO and the Nutrition Division, we've actually begun to work on trying to see how we can integrate sustainability issues in the work that we are doing in the preparation of dietary guidelines, to see how countries can provide dietary recommendations that have an impact not only on people's health, but also the environment.